government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013 Ministry by Ministry.
Major shipping and logistics investments, improved road infrastructure, enhanced public transportation, and increased access to housing solutions. Some of the major achievements of the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing in 2013. As part of efforts to position Jamaica as the transshipment and logistics hub of the Americas, the government shortlisted three bidders for the privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal. The preferred bidder is to be announced in May 2014. Meanwhile, work was far advanced on the dredging of the Kingston Harbor.
The dredging of the Kingston Harbor is a priority of the government and is critical to the development and expansion of the KCT and shipping services to take advantage of expected opportunities from the completed expansion of the Panama Canal. The dredging is on target to be completed by the end of 2014.
Leader of Government Business in the Senate and Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, A.J. Nicholson. The ministry also fine-tuned plans for the privatization of the Norman Manley International Airport and upgrading of the Sangster International Airport. The Transport Ministry through the Port Authority of Jamaica, the PAJ, is preparing a framework agreement for the development of a $1.5 billion transshipment port by China Harbor Engineering Company. The PAJ conducted an environmental scoping study which found that the development could be executed on the Goat Islands and lands in the Old Harbor Bay area with the appropriate measures to protect the environment. There were significant improvements for the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, in 2013. The company's fleet was increased in a bid to improve its service and revenue flows. The new buses allowed the JUTC to increase its daily turnout from 244 to over 350.
The numbers that were reported was 351, with more buses available for use.
Deputy Managing Director of Operations at the JUTC, Kirk Finnegan. The company has also entered into an agreement to have its buses repaired by HART trainees.
What we are seeking to do is to utilize our own young people trained to the highest international capability to carry out such rehabilitation.
Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies. Meanwhile, the Transport Authority expanded its operations division and shortened the delivery time for renewals of PPV and commercial carriers' road licenses. Transport, Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies announced a $350 million Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. China Exim Bank is providing $300 million of the sum. The government will provide the remaining $50 million. The MIDP will result in wide-scale improvements to the island's road networks, bridges and retaining walls, and employ thousands of Jamaicans. Segment 2 of the North-South link of Highway 2000 from Linstead to Monique neared completion during the year. Construction also started on Segment 1 from Ferry to Linstead and Segment 3 from Monique to Ocho Rios. These projects wrapped up work under the Jamaica Development Infrastructure Program, JDIP, in July. Meanwhile, Segment 3 of the Northern Coastal Highway Improvement Project was opened in May. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, provided temporary employment to close to 40,000 persons while delivering 430 houses to victims of Hurricane Sandy in Portland, St. Thomas, and St. Mary. The government committed to broadening opportunities for housing solutions and ownership as part of a strategy for effective social inclusion. Ground was broken for the construction of 173 studio units at Whitehall Phase 3 in Westmoreland at a cost of $390 million. In St. Catherine, construction started on 604 one-bedroom units and 980 studio units at Bernard Lodge. Housing Minister Dr. Maurice Guy said the development will advance the goal of providing affordable homes for Jamaicans.
Particularly so in this time when there's not much funding to go around. If we can get cheaper units into our clients, then that would be a win-win for all of us.
The Housing Ministry also accelerated its titling program to transfer 5,000 of the 9,000 outstanding titles to beneficiaries before the end of the fiscal year. The Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, on a mission in 2013, engaging public-private partnerships, facilitating Jamaica's growth and development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.